Enjoy brilliant sound your way on Sonos. Play a movie in your living room, a podcast in your bedroom, and music in the kitchen. Then take the sound outside to your garden. Listen to what you want, where you want, how you want, with a Sonos sound system created by you. Discover more at Sonos.com.
Get ready for Brexit on the 31st of October. This means that travelling to the EU will change. You'll need to check online if your passport is valid for travel to Europe. If you're planning on driving, you'll need to check if you have the right documents to drive and make sure your travel insurance covers all your healthcare needs. To keep your trip on track, check what you need to do at gov.uk/Brexit. Get ready for Brexit on the 31st of October.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Lulu Simon, Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Be your Mosta with Tina L. Costa.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto. We love you guys.
Whoa.
Hey! Yeah!
Charlotte!
Oh my God, Charlotte!
Thank you guys so much!
This is amazing.
Man, wow. Thank you guys so much. That felt amazing. Can you believe they put me in a fucking church? What is this?
I know.
Oh, you people lost your mind. I walked in here, my skin started burning.
We are so beyond psyched to first be in Charlotte, which is really exciting. I've never been here before, except for the airport on layover, so it was really nice to get out of the airport for once. But I'm also really excited to be here, because my brother is obsessed with Charlotte. He named his dog after the city, so I'm really excited to finally get to see it.
Isn't that flattering? We named our dog after you. It's like, thanks.
It is flattering.
So Guns N' Roses, eh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did anyone go to the show last night?
Guns N' Roses was here last night. You yeah. Two did? Yeah, you girls party, huh? Man, you should see the Guns N' Roses people. Damn.
Wow.
Not you.
Wow.
Not you guys.
They can almost drink as much as the Crappens crowd. Am I right, everyone?
It was like the most amazing episode of Golden Girls I've ever seen. It's like, Sophia goes to Guns N' Roses. I was like, Jesus Christ, am I that old? I am that old.
I am already so excited because I'm looking around the audience. I saw a gather sign go up over there. We see some like poker visors over there. We see all sorts of cool stuff happening already, and we've like not even started the show.
And what a great episode to be here for of Orange County. Oh my God.
One of the best Orange County episodes of all time. And that we get to do it here in front of a live audience is amazing. So welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we love to watch.
I'm gonna have some recording today. Look, I'm trying to fuck with this iPad as usual. Yeah. But it's sideways now. Everything's different. I have a little stand I normally carry, and I was like, that's too big. It's this big, you guys. It's this big. So now I don't know what to do. I'm like, but my notes are so small. And I'm making fun of the Guns N' Roses people. I'm like,
Ronnie, you just need a little bit of patience. Thank you, everyone. Good night. Thank you, Charlotte.
Well, Ben, it's a great way to start this recap off with a groan, okay? An audience groan. Because we are here for the episode, Let's Get Metaphysical, of Real Housewives of Orange County.
My heart is racing because I'm so excited for just being able to go through this episode. I'm really psyched.
My heart's racing because the bathroom back there smells like cocaine. It's the weirdest thing. And that guy was like, cocaine has a smell? I was like, it literally goes in your nose. Of course it has a smell. It's like huffing spray paint, but you shouldn't smell it like in a room. You know what I mean? It's not that. You should smell it like once you're crying after and you're like, I'm dying. I'm having a heart attack. Like, every cokehead understands Shannon Bedore in this episode. Because that's like 2 hours after you do coke. Like, I'm dying. My brain's bleeding. I'm not going to make it through this.
Or just like me if I get a hangnail, by the way. Oh, it's going to get infected.
Ben, when they're out of cold brew.
Ah, yeah. My brain is bleeding.
You guys, I'm not joking. So, like, we're really excited, but I feel like a little, we haven't actually done a live show since July, so I'm feeling a little, like, it's weird. I haven't done this in a while.
Yeah, you've been a little nervous. Also, you're feeling like that because you're thin. Like, he's lost a lot of weight doing keto and stuff. And I remember those days.
I feel like I'm like very jittery. I just feel like I need to like relax a little bit, you know?
You do. You've been jittery all day, you know? It's hard being thin. You know, people don't give thin people credit enough. It is hard. It's always cold.
Yeah.
People look at you. They're like, look, it's a thin person.
I just wish there was something to like calm me down.
Well,
you know?
why don't we just all together, since we're in a metaphysical episode.
Oh, yeah.
And we're at a wellness center.
Can we make a...
Why don't we
do
feel like the power of Om together?
Yeah, why don't we do that? You guys? Can we all do that, guys?
So everybody, just close your eyes.
Everyone do it.
And then 1, 2, 3. Om.
No, I think I really... That would really help. You know what would really help right now? Yeah, thank you. Oh. We need more mms.
You're feeling your toes. Digga dum dum, digga long dum dum.
You're a dork. You're a dork.
Ow! Ow!
Ow!
Ow!
Ow!
Ow!
Ow!
I can't see.
I lost my vision. I can't see.
My brain is bleeding.
My chakras have a concussion.
We'd like to thank Walgreens for sponsoring this segment.
Yeah. This mallet is brought to you by the Nightmare Before Christmas.
So that's how the last episode ended.
I'm dying!
Shannon getting brain bleeding from being knocked lightly on the head in an Om session. And we know this is going to be a good episode because that one ended that way. And this one begins with Tamara doing the
Pevasa.
And they're so low right now on these shows. They're like, Tamara, just call and leave a voicemail at this number saying previously. Because you could hear like the shower on in the back.
Could.
You know?
You could hear like an echo. Like she recorded on her iPhone in her living room.
She did. I'm telling you. You hear the microwave going off.
You heard the Mackenzie Childs tea kettle. Coming to full steam. Oh my God, there are two women here who are dressed like Mackenzie Childs.
Oh, no way.
Wow.
Mackenzie's poor dead child. We're never going to start this recap.
I know.
You know that, right? If ever someone tells us, hey, there's a show on after you, we're like, oh, really?
Oh,
we'll see about that.
Oh, really? You can't rush a cabaret star. That's showbiz, girls.
Okay. Pevasa. My eye's blurry.
Showed Shannon in the previous season doing this, going, my eye is blurry. Shannon, you're covering your fucking eye. You can't see it. Her hand was on her eye. She's like, I can't see.
Well, the best part is you watch Shannon's, like, panic set in. So at first she's like, wow, that did sort of smart a little bit. And there is, like, a little bit of a blur. I'm not... Is my eyeball still there? It's gone. I'm missing an eyeball. I'm missing an eyeball. I'm happy about it. I'm so happy to not have both eyeballs.
She's taking it way too far. She's like, hold on. Let me think of how to do it. This is a church. This is a steeple. Open it up. Oh, my God. There's no people. They've all died. All the people have died in my church. They're all dead. Yelling.
I like that even her hand church has no attendance.
Well, there are... Oh.
My fingers are gone! That's how hard you hit me, Kelly. So they're at the hospital, and Shannon's doing that. Oh, my God, my leg! They're like, ma'am, that's your eye. And they're like, do you want us to call the police to press charges?
Oh, my God. Next season on Serial.
Yeah.
Bling, 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 bling.
Oh, my God.
You fucking drama queen nurse. No, we don't want to press charges. How much shit has that nurse caused in Arizona?
I'm not convinced it was a nurse. I think it was a PA who had, like, a nurse cap on. They're like, quick, go to the store, put one on, and just tell Shannon if she wants to press charges.
Yeah, it did sound suspiciously like Tamara.
Yeah.
Are you Tamara sure you don't want to test that charges, batch? Batch to the batch to the gray batch.
And when the nurse said, do you want to press charges, Tamara was like, I didn't know you could do this.
You know? She's so excited. Yeah, Shannon's just like,
I just hope that she understands the severity of what she did. She hit my head with a very soft mallet. Does she understand the severity of that?
And then this fucking nurse again is like, are you sure? You sure you don't want to pass charges? Because that's like assault. I was like, do you work on fucking assault commissions? Get out
Probably.
Of here. She's like a shop lady at Dillard's. Like, no, we don't want to fucking...
Also, this is important because at this point of the show, Shannon has... she was diagnosed with potentially having like a mild level of concussion. And by the time we get to the end, she's been decapitated by a guillotine. Marie Antoinette style.
Yeah, as the episode goes on, Shannon keeps changing what the doctor has told her. So good.
Yeah.
So the nurse is like, okay, but if you're not sure, I mean, I'm not even sure what the doctor's ordering. I was like, are you not sure? Then stop trying to get people thrown in jail, lady. And Shannon's like, it's a CAT scan. That's what it is. You know. So Shannon and Tamara, did you notice that look they gave each other? Like, should we get this bitch arrested?
Yeah. They were thinking it. They were like, is it too soon in the season to pull this card?
Yeah.
Should we let it build some more?
Like, how much can Jolie possibly take this season? You know, we've got her mother already doing, like, sex trains. What do you want to bet this? Oh, guess who's calling me? Scam likely.
Oh, so the first scene of this episode, yes. Scam likely. So
it's the nurse.
So now... The truth is this, while...
Are you sure? I'm like, hello? She's like, are you sure you don't want to pass charges against...
It's an ER doctor. Maybe it was Kyle Richards reprising her famous role on ER as a nurse. Are you sure you don't want to press charges?
So back at the hippie place, we've got, like, dopey music because that's how seriously Bravo takes this, you know? It's like, doom boom 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 boom. And then this poor, terrified bunny rabbit.
Yes, I noticed the bunny, too. The bunny got a lot of screen time. I was so happy for the bunny. It was, like, really showing up the Potomac deer. So I was really... So, I mean, as much as hilarious as it was watching Shannon spiral through her medical ailment, I think the real star of this episode was Kelly Dodd, without a doubt, right? And this is really when the Kelly Dodd stuff starts to happen. So we're now back. We're back at the wellness retreat. Also, by the way, Kelly Dodd was, I guess we should have known she was going to be the star because she was totally dressed like Countess Luann the entire episode, right? She had a blue statement necklace on. She was wearing Luann's, like, sort of brown dress thing. I was proud of her.
I'm going to kill you all!
Chic c'est la vie.
She's pulling a train in someone's hotel room that's not hers. Yeah. Like she walks into the wrong yurt to pull a train.
So it's Bronwyn and Kelly and Emily and Gina. They're still hanging out.
Emily, I really like when we do this show live just so I can make Emily's face.
I just want a nap and snacks.
It's like the very beginning of a poopery commercial where it's like
or kitty litter. Like, who left the kitty litter out?
Not my problem. Shut up, Shane. Get out of my fictional scenario.
She's like, it's dark out here. We don't even have flashlights. It's like the Blair Witch Project.
Just want snacks and a nap and a flashlight.
So Gina right now is alone with the private chefs in her yurt.
Oh, those poor chefs.
I mean, and you know Gina's like this wherever she goes. She's like, oh, wow, you got flowers.
Wow, you got fruit. We don't do that in Long Island. You guys are really bringing your A game.
You're stirring the pan? Okay. You like that, how you do it? Okay. It's like, shut up, let me cook.
I could just imagine her going through the line at Luby's. Do you guys have that here, Luby's?
Luby's.
Oh, it's like a southern buffet thing that we take our meemaws to, where I'm from. And you walk down the thing, but the ladies in hairnet serve you everything, you know? And Gina would just walk down like, is that mac and cheese? Is that a salad?
She doesn't know if there's not like a pillow that says, mac and cheese,
salad.
Where are we supposed to gather?
So Kelly's like, this is creepy! Sorry for people at home. I have audience members here to verify that I'm getting as far away from the microphone as I can.
Yeah, we're trying our best not to blow out all your audio. So this poor lady walks up to
literally,
Gina.
Literally.
So Gina's sitting there like, oh my God, it's a table. I'm sitting in a chair. Oh my God. And so this woman named Lindsay, who's a crystal healer, comes over.
Oh, fuck off with that. Seriously. Hi, I'm Lindsay, the crystal healer. I've changed my mind. I want to press assault charges, okay? Fuck you, Lindsay. You're crystal healing. And then she has like the lamest crystal too, because I used to collect them, which is why I'm hateful.
See, yeah.
Listen, crystals did nothing for me, okay? I started with crystals. I'm like 300 pounds. So someone explain that to me, okay? I didn't eat the crystals. I'm sorry, Ben.
No, I think you have to get that out.
But so, she came out with a rose quartz. I'm like, that is from fucking anthropology. It's like a little tiny pebble of rose quartz. She's like, it's rose quartz. And Gina's like, oh my God.
Gina literally goes, this is big for me. I'm holding a rock and telling you I feel happy. What sort of standards does she have for her life?
I'm holding a rock. This is big. It's improvement.
Well, she's not snorting it. What? I'm not suggesting that she normally does. I'm just saying. Tried it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's going to turn into just one long AA meeting with me admitting to things I've snorted.
So Kelly, like the women from the small villa come over to the big villa, which is where, that's, by the way, the big villa is where Gina and Vicky's going to be there, and then Shannon and Tamaris. They all come over, and Kelly walks in, she's like, whoa, this is a fancy house.
That's crazy, it's fancy.
Why are these old ladies anyway? They're old, you're old.
I'm giving Lindsay the crystal heel. Look, I'm still thinking about it.
I know.
But who's taken more shit than Lindsay the Crystal Healer? I mean, she's just trying to, like, feel the rose quartz so she can get her $10 an hour and go home. You know what I mean? She's like, what do you feel? Hold this and feel the energy. What do you feel right now? And Gina's like, oh, my God, I've had such a gnarly year. And starts telling the fucking crystal healer about it, okay? It's a crystal healer, not a shrink.
Yeah.
Now I'm on Lindsay's side. God, yeah. Things change so quickly.
So they start talking about Shannon and everything, and, you know, it's so far sort of a generally polite-ish conversation, and Gina's like, do I think that, like, Shannon's being overdramatic? Yes. Do I think he should have hit her on the head? Do I think he should not have hit her on the head? Yes. Do I wish I had a pillow that said yes? Yes.
And Kelly's like, I barely even hit her. Look, this is what I did.
Oh, my God.
That's what I did. Not even her, it's nothing.
If I had a pillow that said ow, I would hold it up right now.
And Gina loses her shit. She's like, oh, my God. Don't fucking touch me, Kelly. I'm fucking pissed, Kelly. That's it. And then she starts doing that thing I imagine she does at home alone, you know, where she's just like, you know, like when your mom does the laundry and she's mad. It's like, I do everything for this fucking family. I do everything. And you're like, she's gone.
Yeah. It's like
everything.
A
what have you done? It's like, Jesus. Every time she passes by, she's still mad. It's like, yeah. Didn't putting the laundry in make you feel better for at least 2 minutes, you know?
She has stormed into so many rooms in this episode, and they're all in, like, one bedrooms, so I don't even know how she does it.
I'm done.
I love when poor people threaten to leave fancy places. I think that's just, like, a classic move, where you're like, I am leaving. I'm going back home. I'm like, are you?
Really? Really?
You're living in a tent here, ma'am, and that's still way better than you've got at home.
So Kelly, of course, is like, I barely hit her in the head! I barely hit her in the head!
So at this point, Emily and Bronwyn. Bronwyn is sitting there. I realize that Bronwyn does this thing that, like, when things get tense, she, like, curls up, and she puts her knee up, and then she puts her hand, and she goes like this.
And she cringes a lot. She's like, ugh.
Fix it. You have to fix it. You have to fix it. You have to fix it, Kelly.
Kelly, just... And then Kelly keeps making it worse. Kelly, like, slaps her on the head, and then she's like, ugh. She's like, what? It was nothing. She's like, ugh. She's like, look, I'll show you on this bus, boy.
If I didn't want to be liked so badly, I would be mad, but if you want to hit me again, you can do that, too.
I know, I did assault you.
So Kelly goes in to apologize to Gina, and this is Kelly's way of apologizing.
I barely even hit you.
The whole point is that I didn't hit you just like I didn't hit her. And Gina's like, you know what, Kelly? You know what? I would talk to you about this right now, but I already have a fucking court case, all right? All right? All right? I've already got a fucking court case. It's like, okay, she'll hit you back when the court case is over.
Yeah.
And Gina.
She's using that court case way too much to get off of whatever situation she needs to get out of.
I know, she's making it sound like Boys in the Hood. It's like a drunk driving charge, you know? She's like, you don't want to mess with me. Ask the lawyer with the legal pad.
He drew a box. So, so Gina's like, don't fucking touch me, okay? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You crossed lines, okay? You're out of control. You crossed lines. And Kelly goes, You're out of control,
line crosser!
Because this is the part where Kelly just starts saying whatever you said last to her. Like,
you remind me of a Twix.
You're a Twix! You're a Kit Kat bar. Break me off a piece!
You are! You're a Kit Kat!
I'm gonna break off a piece of it!
Snickers satisfies. You're satisfied! I'm satisfied by you!
Gina's like, you're a fucking animal. Which is just what you say in that part of the world, you know? Because that's what they always say on Jersey, too. You are a fucking animal.
Don't call her trash.
And did you... Oh, yeah, that's tomorrow.
That's Dallas.
Spoiler alert for tomorrow. Brandy, in case you're listening to this, you are trash. Like, what's the shock? Brandy is trash. Trash doesn't mean poor. There's lovely
carefully.
Trash.
You know what's great, actually, about these bowls? They can become taco salads.
Taco salad. Which she also said in this week's episode. Yeah. She's like, girl. When we met for taco salads, I was like, that girl is cool.
Yeah. It's a great taco salad.
Girl. Did you notice the use of... in this episode. You know when they do that whenever something goes bad, they go, I just imagine a little guy on a snare like, I'm making more money. It's like he's getting paid by the tss. It's like, tomorrow could just do everything that happens. She's like, you're a fucking animal. It's like, so, yeah, this is Gina. Your boundaries, boundaries. And she goes, you don't touch boundaries. And Kelly's like, you are.
Yeah, which
doesn't even make any sense. as she goes through. She goes,
me? How have I crossed boundaries? I've been nothing but a good friend to you.
Which I'm really starting to hate that phrase.
Yeah.
Like, especially this week. It's really overused this
it
week.
It is really overused.
Come on.
I also appreciated the fact that this was happening in front of, like, the staff, and they're all just sitting there like this, their arms crossed. Like, when can I get off work? I don't watch this show. This doesn't make sense to me.
I'm sorry, but fuck those guys. You don't work at a crystal healing center and have lovely people come in.
No.
Okay? It's just the truth. So, we all know people like this, and they're all terrifying. Yeah. Okay? You're like, do not make them mad.
Also, who does Gina think she is trying to even go up against Kelly Dodd? It's just not going to work. It's not. Because right here, Gina goes, you know what, Kelly? I could say something, you know, to really embarrass you, but I won't because you do such a fucking good job of embarrassing yourself. And Kelly's like, oh yeah, because I get DUIs. I got thrown in jail. Woo!
Yeah, I do a really great job. I'm not in jail. You cross boundaries. You do.
Boundaries. And meanwhile, like, Lindsay the Crystal Healer's like, should I go? Should I come back another time?
Yeah. She's like, should I go back to anthropology for a different little rock in the doorknob section? Fucking lame ass. So Kelly's like, oh my God. Just enough, you know? So she's like, I just wanted to say calmly, you are. And Gina's like,
listen, Kelly, I've been your friend. I'm not in a place where I can take a joke right now, okay? I'm not in that place. And she's like, oh, but I'm joking. Come on. You want to clear me? Clear me. Clear me.
Yeah. And then, so now, yeah. And Kelly now feels like all of this is really because of Shannon and Tamara, because they are getting into Gina's head and everything. So she's just like, oh, Shannon and Gina just need to get their sticks out of their asses, and therefore they'll clear the energy out. They'll just have a big energy diarrhea out of their asses. You are.
And then Bronwyn is that friend who makes everything about her. You know, she's like, oh, I totally get this. I mean, it's just like me. Because, like, I recognize it. Because, like, basically, Kelly just stopped talking to her mom because her mom invited her aunt over to her house without permission. And, like, she's doing everything in her power to not start yelling at her mom for raising her around tables piled really high with cocaine and whiskey-a-go-go's. I mean, that's basically what's going on here. It's like, Bronwyn, that's not going on here, okay? It's not about you, Bronwyn. So then Kelly goes to the bar, and there's a guy who's... She's like, I want a skinny margarita! And she's like this to the bartender. She's like, oh, like she's laughing at her own scenes on the set.
She's like, that's my truth, skinny margarita. And Gina's like, no, your truth is that in LA, you were snarky to me for no reason. I was like, oh, Gina, you should just step away from
Gina,
this.
Just stop.
Stop it, Gina. This is not going to end well, okay? So Kelly's like, no, well, what happens in LA? You gave me unsolicited advice, okay? You dork. You're such a dork.
And Gina's like, well, sometimes you tell your friends what they need to hear and not what they want to hear.
Oh, Gina. Gina is like such an adorable hypocrite. Like, you can't even be mad at her because she's so cute about it, you know? Yeah. Like, who hates Gina? She really doesn't do anything. Like,
Home
you know,
Goods.
As weird as
Home
it is.
Goods hates Gina.
Yeah, no, all you all hate Gina because normally when I'm like, oh, I like that housewife, people are like, yeah! And this was silence. This was dead silence.
So Kelly is now like, because, you know, Gina's like, well, sometimes you have to hear this advice that you don't want to hear. And so then Kelly, her comeback, what's great is that it just starts tumbling out of her mouth before she's fully formed it. So she's sort of like improvising it. She's like, well, maybe you should be on a level where you could hear your advice, and then I could take it, and then you could hear it, and then I could walk over there, and then... The lights are back on, so that's cool. And, like, don't turn the lights out. Why'd you make a blackout? You made a blackout. You're not accomplished. You're not accomplished. That's it. You're not accomplished.
Have you noticed how Kelly does this when she's trying to, like, fight and think? She just kind of, like, squints her eyes, and she's like... It's like she's reading a McDonald's menu. Like, she's just standing in line. And you know she's read it a million times, but she's just standing there kind of looking it over, like, confused.
Yeah, put yourself where you could hear, if you're talking, what maybe you're here. You are accomplished! Ah!
So Gina's like, what do you mean by accomplished, Kelly?
She's like, well,
What do I mean by a compliment? You are. Well, I mean, if you're an accomplished woman. She goes, so I'm not an accomplished woman? She goes, no!
She's not accomplished.
She's not.
I'm not accomplished. Not accomplished.
Not accomplished.
And she's just pointing and looking at her so everybody will laugh, but they're like, what are you even saying right now? Like, nobody even understands.
It's the great
it.
Accomplishment debate we've been waiting for all this time. So then it's
and
like.
And then she tells us, she is not an accomplished woman. Her life is a hot mess. She's not in a good place. And she's telling me.
So, are you accomplished, Kelly? Yeah. I've owned 10 homes. I have $1 million. Jolie's in drama class. I went to that. That was pretty cool. That was cool. It was dorky, but it was cool. I'm accomplished.
I think I've owned 10 homes is my favorite. I'm just going to say that. So what do you do? I've owned 10 homes.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
Like, who's going to prove me wrong? You know, like, well, nice to meet you. So she's like, well,
I mean, I can tell you this. I don't get DUIs.
And Gina's like, but you went to jail. She's like, oh. Just, you already told me, you admitted that you went to jail. And it's not that big of a deal. She goes, okay, yeah, I went to jail.
You can't even pay your bills. You're accomplished. You're not accomplished.
You're accomplished. At least when I went to jail, I accomplished something. I went to jail.
I wasn't accomplished, man. I went to jail.
Yeah, I didn't even pass go and collect $200. I went to jail.
She goes, you sound like a total asshole. It's like, you do,
you. So do you.
You know. And the staff is like mortified. The crystal lady's like, oh my God.
Her crystal's just like shattered into pieces at this point.
I need to take a bath in the sound of bleach. This is disgusting. So Bronwyn's like, oh my God, here we are in a beautiful place and we're attacking each other. No, they're attacking each other, Bronwyn. Make a fucking effort. What are you even doing here? You think this is about your trip?
Where's your chalkboard?
Where's the chalkboard?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a...
Hi, it's Emma from The Emma Gunn Show, and I just wanted to say how delighted I am I upgraded to BT Complete Wi-Fi. It has been such a smart move for me and something I wish I'd done earlier because now I have brilliant internet in every single room. There's no more lying on the floor by the router to get enough signal to upload podcasts or stream TV or having to abandon a movie because of buffering when I try to watch something in the bedroom. They really do mean it when they say complete. Search BT Complete Wi-Fi to find out more.
Tell us what happened.
No comment.
Three unique crime stories.
They'd want to take the life of a young girl like that.
Two sides of the interrogation table.
It should be him sitting here instead of me.
One truth to uncover.
I know how you'll twist it.
Featuring guest stars David Tennant.
I cannot just sit here saying nothing.
Hayley Atwell.
You don't have proof. You don't have the first idea.
Carry on like this and you're gonna have blood on your hands.
Criminal. Now streaming on Netflix.
Crappin's commercial.
So she's like, Bronwyn thinks, she just thinks that like normal logic works with these women. So she's like, listen, Gina, we're all friends. We shouldn't be arguing, okay? Like, you're like our little sister. Oh, my God.
Oh, God, that's
oh my
it.
God.
I'm dying.
No, I'm like your oldest sister. I'm like, this is the first time anyone on Bravo has tried to age themselves up.
I know. These ladies are literally stopping cement trucks and, like, drinking them into their face to try and look as young as you, okay? It's a compliment. Take a compliment.
Gina's like, when did I become Skipper? I'm fucking Barbie. I'm like, I did not know they came out with a TJ Maxx edition Barbie, but... Which I support.
Your casita is literally as big as a Barbie's dream house. I'll give you that.
It's like, what's the opposite of Malibu Barbie? Whatever that is.
It's like Temecula Barbie, you know?
We're just going to pile on Temecula all week, by the way. It's our second time.
Poor Temecula. You know Temecula is probably beautiful. You wouldn't fucking know.
One of our listeners...
Like, fuck you, Temecula, and your funny name.
One of our listeners actually tweeted at us, and she's like, I'm from Temecula, and I'm so jealous that you got out of here.
It's beautiful.
So then Gina does that other thing that poor people do where she's like, oh, I'm going to take power because I'm in a hotel room. You know, so she goes, this is my place you're fighting with me in. This is my place. I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
This is my tent.
So Gina storms off to her room and then Emily's like, what? What's going on? Okay. I'm going to go calm her down. I'm going to go talk to her. Yeah.
And then the time guy, who probably had to put down his tss to go put up the time on the screen, is like, it's been 4.25 hours since they've arrived.
They keep giving us timestamps as if there was some sort of like viral infection that was spreading across this place. Like patient zero, Shannon Bedore.
No. Sandra Bullock's trying to fix it somewhere in the background.
So
that was 28 days. I'm sorry.
No, she's still probably trying to fix it.
28 days. Wait.
She has the things on her.
Yeah, what was the one where she went to rehab? 28 days. Oh. But then wasn't there a zombie movie called 28 Days?
28 Days Later.
Sorry, Sandra Bullock. I'm so dumb. I literally put her in a zombie movie. I was like, I don't remember any of that
movie.
She
was in Bird Box. I think Bird Box would be great for this episode if they just all had like blindfolds on.
I was like, I can't look. I can't look. I looked, but it's okay. My vision's blurry. I didn't see anything.
Oh, damn. That's hard not to...
You can do it.
Dong, 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 dong.
Ow. 40 to 50 negative concussions.
The Bravo version of Bird Box, like Birch Box. Is that the one they have that's like a FabFitFun thing?
I thought Bird Box was one of those like Box of the Month clubs, to be honest. I was like, well, this is lovely.
Birch Box. Sandra Bullock is being traumatized with like a throw for your couch, you know, and a candle that smells pretty.
So Gina goes in to like, because Emily is like Gina's best friend. And so Emily goes in to be like, I'm like, okay, I'm like the one person that you can come to, right? And Gina's like, you know what? I'm fucking pissed at you too. I was like, listen, lady, okay. I'm sick of this Gina situation with Emily in terms of like Gina, what she thinks, okay? Because Emily is in a clearly crumbling, awful marriage with Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpelstiltskin.
And she needs a friend right now also.
I think, like, Gina has gone through a lot of shit, and it hasn't been on the show yet, but the stuff she really did go through, and I guess it happened after they shot all this, is really, really bad. On the other hand, the other one's married to Shane. It's like...
Yeah. Also known as King of Snarkasm! I just saw someone in the front row go like this. Very confused.
Husband seats. She's like, I know you're mad at me, so why don't you just tell me why so we can fucking stop this already?
Because don't forget, Gina has not been texting Emily for like 2 weeks, which is also pretty obnoxious.
Yeah, she's just doing that thing like, I'm mad at you, so I'm not going to text you right now, which is also how I fight. Yeah. So, I mean, kind of a good move.
It happens.
Good move. So, she's like, because you're pressuring me to go to Vegas, and I can't, like, go to Vegas. Like, it's not a good look for me. Like, I've got things going on.
And Emily's like, is that why you're mad at me? Because of Vegas?
Vegas. I just wanted you to know that I wanted you to be there because you're like my best friend. And now Emily
I'll
is...
I'll kill you. You're my best friend.
Now Emily is sobbing. Is this where they go to the closet? Because this is where I
no,
couldn't
there
take
was
it.
Like
this
several...
moved, their fight moves around at some point. And, you know, everyone's like, this show is so pre-planned and written. No, it's not. And if it is, they sure don't have a dress rehearsal because, girl... Closet lights are not your friend, you know? I just want to tell any housewife out there, do not ever go into a closet lighting situation. Emily was like...
You're right.
She looked like you know how Thanos' face in those
Avengers,
movies, those straight
Avengers.
People movies? He has that, like, foam face. Like, his chin is made out of foam. It looked like that. She's like...
It is not Orange County lighting.
Get away from the closet, girl.
Yeah.
So yeah, so Gina's like on this whole thing of like you know what, you should have, the first thing you should have said was like, you're my best friend, and you know, you're my lawyer, you know, you should have said fucking no, I shouldn't go to Vegas. Like this, she's on this whole thing, like she suddenly can't go to Vegas, even though she's filming a reality TV show, which is probably 30 times worse than ever doing one night in Vegas, you know?
I mean, you're being friends with Tamara,
yeah.
Okay? Like, there is no bigger trigger in the world than Tamara for anything, any kind of disease. Allergies. I don't care what it is. So then Kelly and Bronwyn and the other one. Who's the other one? Oh, is it just Kelly? Who's talking to Bronwyn on the couch right now?
That's Kelly and Bronwyn.
Okay, so they're talking.
Did I answer that incorrectly? Kelly and Bronwyn are talking to Bronwyn.
I wrote it correctly. That's what's so sad. I'm like, well, now this can't be right. Kelly and Bronwyn on the couch here. Is it because this thing is sideways today?
Is Captain Lee the director of the show now?
Yeah. I want goddamn Kelly Dodd and Bronwyn front center in that couch and shoot.
I'm giving you your plane ticket home. But I can't. There's a bad look for me to go on a plane right now.
Oh my God. Could you imagine if Gina were a stew on Below Deck? Gina Hanna.
I can't right now. Don't you know what I'm going through? I'm in a court case. I can't set the table right now.
So Kelly and Bronwyn are talking on the couch, and they hear Gina just going, "Oh, I can't live that!" And Emily going, "Oh!" It's like what it sounds like in the background. And Kelly's like, "Oh, are you listening to that? God!" And Bronwyn's like, not good.
And Kelly goes, we're at a wellness center for Pete's sake. As if Kelly had not just been cursing out everyone all day long. These crazy people fighting at a wellness center?
Who does that?
You're a wellness center.
Then we get my favorite, bye, you guys. Thanks for trying. I know it was rough.
You tried.
bless their hearts. Thank you guys for trying, you know. We know we're like a really fucked up flavor at Baskin
Robbins.
Yeah,
we know. We're not offended.
We get it.
We're happy for them. When we sat down, I was like, oh no.
I'm like, you're free!
I was like, they probably saw the Blumenthal Center of Performing Arts. I was like, oh no.
What could go wrong in there?
Oh, no. I was like, no, they should, no.
Yeah, nice. I'm happy for them too. Okay, so
now
then
it's just us.
So Gina is doing that thing again.
I'm leaving. How do I get out of here? This is not fun.
And Emily's like, I'm not in love, why? My best friend won't even talk to me anything. I'm here.
Who's always, and she, then there's like this weird like culty moment where she's like, who's always there for you? Who's always there for you?
Emily is.
Who's your mama?
Emily is.
Who feeds you?
Emily.
Who wants you to go kill someone?
Emily does.
Honestly, I don't see the difference between going to Vegas and supporting a friend. She's like,
because I'm under a microscope. I'm not even driving.
That makes you a teenager, okay?
Yeah. She's like, I know this stuff, the Matt stuff. She goes, well, what's going on with Matt? She's like, it hurts my feelings. And she goes, what hurts your feelings? She goes, the Matt stuff! That's what it means!
Oh, the Matt stuff! And she's like, no, but since, you know, you haven't talked to me in 2 weeks, has anything new happened? Because your life is so fucked up, I expect something new to happen. Because you have a drama every time you open up a thing of yogurt. That's why I have to call you every single day. Anything new happen like that?
Yeah, she was saying, like, what now? What happened with Matt now? It's like, isn't the old stuff enough? No, it's not, okay? Jesus. And then this is her next question. She's like, well, she's telling us, like, I'm upset that I can be in such a down state in my life, whatever that means. And she doesn't get it. Like, what do I have to do to get extended sympathy beyond a year and a half?
Yeah.
Beyond a year and a half?
No, she says for more than a day and a half.
Oh, I thought it was a year
Either
and
way,
a half. I was like, bitch.
But it's also
wait
still,
till your fridge breaks and see how pissed you get.
But it's also fucked up because Emily is the one who texts her every single day. Emily is the one who's been like helping her, like helped her get out of jail, all that stuff. By the way, ma'am, I love your Shannon Bedore sparkling sequin thing. She's coming back. I know she's coming back. I know she's coming back. It really catches the light.
So Emily's like, what? I'm just trying to be your friend. And she's like,
well, the other girls, you know, Tamara and Shannon, they just get me, okay? It's not that you're a bad person or anything. They just get me. So I'm going to call them. I mean, I'm not going to call you. You know, why would I call you?
It's like, Shane. Yeah. Shane. Yeah. Shane. Shane. Emily understands every kind of pain in the world, okay? You could go to Emily and be like, I think I have leprosy. She'd be like, oh my God, it's worse for
yeah.
me.
Like, I lost the pinky and it was great. But then, so Emily, she's basically like, you're not around. And Emily's like, every time you call, I'm around, you know? It's like, you shut me out over something stupid. And Gina's like, oh, it's not stupid. It's not stupid of me. It's not stupid. And you know that, like, Emily's being like, no, not your reasoning isn't stupid. It's just like, it's a stupid thing. Like, we're better than this. But of course, Gina doesn't see it. And I'm, like, getting so mad right now, even just talking about it.
And she's like, I'm out of here. I'm going to my casita.
Yes.
So she leaves, and then we're at the hospital.
By the way, never storm out of a room saying that, ever. I'm going to my casita. No.
Like, especially when we've seen her casita. It's like, this is getting so sad.
Be glamorous. Be like, I'm going to Paris. I'm like, okay, I don't believe you, but at least you tried, you know?
Yeah.
I have better things to do in the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
So
I'm leaving. I'm going to a very small room in the back residence of someone's house in Mission Viejo. Dream a little bit bigger.
Yeah, dream big. Be powerful, you know? Be like a powerful woman. Be like, I'm out of here. I'm joining NASA.
I mean, I'm from Nassau County.
So different there.
Yeah.
So Shannon and Tamara over at the hospital are getting in a van, and Shannon's like, oh, wow, what a frickin' day.
Wow.
Well, I do have a flippin' headache. I
was like, what did they? Did your brain trauma make you talk like my Mima?
Tamara, are you here, Tamara?
Tamara.
I can't.
Flippin', please. Flippin', Tamara, I'm saying things like
something in my hand. I can't. Oh, sure, there.
Just there. Okay.
Okay, spell
right,
something.
Listen here, Heather. I'm going to tell you something, Heather.
I can't see.
Batch challenge. You're here.
I remember when David used to spell things in my palm.
I'm going to love this episode if Ben really does get blurry vision. I've done nothing but hit Ben. I've hit Ben like 4 times in this episode.
I always think I have a concussion, by the way. I really do. So Shannon and Tamara are leaving, and, you know, basically Shannon just has a headache, you know. And I'm blurry.
Still blurry. I was hoping for...
As Paul Simon once sang, still blurry after all these years. So Tamara's like, well, it's really nice of you to not have Kelly arrested. Already trying to, like, paint Shannon as, like, the morally superior person in this situation.
I know. And then we see in the window behind... Hate on Tamara. She hasn't even been in it yet. Give it time.
Give it time, girl. Give it time.
She said hate on Tamara more.
In case you didn't hear that.
Tamara literally just walked into the scene.
Hate on Tamara
right
more.
She's like, hit him more. It's like, oh, give me time.
We have time. We haven't even gone to Vicky Gunvalson.
Who are you talking to? So you just see in the rear view mirror that nurse behind. Are you sure you're someone?
They're really hoping for that Law & Order spinoff.
Yeah.
So Tamara's like, call us a comment. I'm going to call her.
It's like, you can just pick up the phone, okay? You don't need to set the scene. So she calls Kelly. And Kelly answers like this. What the fuck is wrong with you, Tamara?
And Tamara starts doing that thing. We've been talking about it on the podcast, but this is our first time we've been able to do a visual where Tamara starts doing the I'm sipping out of a straw thing. Like, this is a straw. She's like, or perhaps at the I'm about to blow a little tune out of a bottle, like maybe one of these. Let's see if we can do one of these. Hold on, batch.
Little
I'm
head
making,
shake.
I'm actually making the bottle laugh like Shannon Madore. I'm so happy. Great content, guys, right?
She's like, what I do? And she's like, why are you at the hospital with her? Are you really going to subscribe to that?
It's like, why wouldn't I?
And Bronwyn goes, is Shannon okay? It's like,
yes, Shannon is okay, lady.
Of course she is. Of course she is. She's stupid. She has no boundaries. You're a boundary. You're stupid. You're a hospital.
Why wouldn't I go to the hospital with Shannon? Why wouldn't I go with her?
Because she's full of shit and you know it. Okay?
It's like, Kelly, one of her asses is blurry. And that's sad. She probably has a mild concussion.
I foreshadowed this. Because I'm accomplished. You guys are fucking idiots.
Oh, no.
So Shannon's like, okay, I'm going to stop. Give me that phone. Give it to me. Kelly.
So Kelly's like, oh, do they do a CAT scan on you now? Do they do a CAT scan? They find you have a loose fucking screw in your head?
Yeah, Kelly goes, I foreshadowed this. You guys are fucking idiots.
So now Shannon has that, like, I don't know whether to cry or call David look.
How could someone be so cruel? So cruel.
How?
So cruel.
And she's crying.
How could someone be this cruel to a blind person?
That's so cruel.
I didn't do anything to Kelly when we had that friend to Kelly.
Do you know how many things I've run into this afternoon? Because I have no more depth perception. One eye only.
Kelly has a cruel way of speaking to people. Nasty. Gangster.
It's almost gangster. It's gangster.
She gave us like her gangster signs.
Gangster.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at myself. Realize no one's left David.
With the exception of altercations with my husband, who I will not talk about, or that lady at QVC who tried to shove butter into my salmon instead of cream cheese, I have never been spoken to like that in my life.
So then Shannon's like, you remember the doc? We're back to Shannon like doing her like spirit finger cry. She's like, The doctor said,
we don't know what level of concussion you have.
My head could literally explode any minute.
I mean, she could have just said, yes, I'm sorry, but instead she just said, you're an idiot. I mean, I called it. What, do you want a fucking award for calling it, you stupid bitch?
It's not my fucking plate! It's not my fucking plate. Although, interestingly, I do actually have a plate in my head now. I do, yes.
But Vicky's been telling us for years that Kelly is aggressive. I guess now we're seeing it.
I'm like, what do you mean now you're seeing it?
Oh,
what the fuck
please.
Have you been, Tamara?
Please, go back to the dumpster.
Get back on top of that.
Sorry.
One of my friends loves possums, and like she feeds possums outside her house, you know? She's like, why are you saying that about Tamara? Possums are cute. And I'm like, it's not just any possum. It's a possum that's sitting on the dumpster when you're trying to take out the trash, and they see you coming, and they're like,
that's my opinion!
That.
Possums Sorry. Have a lot of opinions.
Sorry if I sprayed you. God, that was a SeaWorld spray that just came out of me. That was
it's okay. It was worth
orca.
It. We all felt
Jesus.
It.
So then Shannon gives her classic line. I swear to God, Tamara, all I've been is nice to that woman.
Yeah, this is her new thing.
I've been nothing but nice. Windshield wipers, windshield wipers, windshield wipers.
But that's got validation to what Vic has been saying about Kelly. Dun, 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 dun.
So back at the ranch, Emily is still crying in that closet light. So she comes out. She comes, like, back out, thank God, because she's so pretty. I don't ever want to see her in that lighting again.
Yeah.
So she comes back out, and Bronwyn's like, are you okay? What happened? What did my mother do?
Yeah.
And Emily's just like, I'm just really hurt, you know, like, I just never thought anything would come between us. And Kelly's just like, she's a dumbass. So they decide, they pile up all their plates because they're like, we're going to go back to the small villa. So,
and did you notice the waitresses and the crystal bitch were standing there all like in a coven, like being judgy? They're like, oh my God, we have never seen that at the Welcome Center. It's like, oh, get over it. Charging $1,000 a night to sleep in a tent. Fuck all of you.
A yurt. So yeah, so they climb up and then they like, and then we get like a classic, you know, a classic Housewives thing, which is that like real housewives don't know how to drive a golf cart. So there's a lot of the backing up and things spilling and just annoyed.
Emily's like,
usual.
Stop. Kelly's like, go right, stupid. And Emily says, stop calling me stupid. Oh my God, make sure my coleslaw's okay.
Yeah.
That's why I could never, ever hate Emily. Yeah. I just love that she protects the important things in life.
Yeah, the coleslaw was really a high priority. Like, there was, like, a steak on there, but the coleslaw was really the key.
I know. It's like, okay, you're in a plane crash. Who would you take with you on the private island? I'm like, what was happening during the plane crash? Was I eating something? Were they serving something?
Could I take a nap? So now Gina's now sitting alone on the couch, and Tamara comes in. And you know that Tamara practiced this line. She's like, okay. When I walk in, should I say, where's Kelly Dodd? Oh, wait, no. How about, where's Dodd? How about, where's the Dodd? So she walks in, she's like, is that Dodd here? Everyone's like, this wasn't as good as Kelly answering the phone.
Set a foot up on the thunderphone. And Gina's like, oh my God, Shannon, are you okay? And then Shannon goes, well, he said I had a mild concussion, or... What did he say?
And then they show a clip of them in the hospital. Shannon goes, did he say I have a mild concussion? And Tamara's like, yeah, a mild concussion. She goes, no, he didn't say mild concussion. He said I have a shade of concussion.
I'm in a walking coma right now. The things that I'm saying to you are actually coming from a dream. And in my dream, I'm at a gastropub, and the sauce is still too sugary. Why even in my dream? Why?
So
Shades of Concussion by Shannon B.
Different Dore. Shades.
Welcome to this audiobook.
Oh. Now I understand what they mean when they say throwing shade. They mean concussions. That is violent.
And Gina's like, well, that's good, because she hit me on the head, too.
Oh, God.
She hit me, too, now. And Tamara's like, what the...
Freaks out.
Just, yeah, and Shannon's like, did you lose your shit? She's like, well, I said I was going home. Then I got another plate of chicken. Then I got really upset. Then Emily cried about something in weird lighting. Then I took my suitcase outside again. But then I smelled dessert, which was key lime pie, which was actually kind of surprised they have here. I thought that was a Long Island thing.
So do you think they'll ever come up with like a lock lime pie to go with a key lime pie? You ever think about that? No? Anyway... She said I wasn't accomplished, and they're like, no, you are very accomplished. You found a box that says antiques. Has anyone else found that box? I don't think so. I do not think so.
When that man told you to blow into a straw, you did it. That is something that if you have had children, you have had 3 children. Guess who else has had 3 children? Shannon Bedore. Money in the bank.
And they love her, and I'm their most favorite parent, even though David's new woman apparently makes great quesadillas. Great.
You have made it this long in life by not seeing a blonde woman on the beach and following her like a little fucking puppy dog and then leaving your entire family to marry her. So you are accomplished. Congratulations.
So now Shannon and Tamara are like doing like they are now like doing this whole spin, and Shannon's like,
well, let me tell you one thing, lady holding a crystal. If someone hits Kelly on the head and she has a headache and then has blurry vision afterwards, and then if someone came up to her in a hospital and said, do you want to press charges? I guarantee she would have said it immediately. She absolutely would have. I was like, no, Shannon, she never would have ever.
Yeah. Someone said, do you want to press charges? She's like, you want to press your body up against mine? You're horny. You are. You're horny. I got pounded last night.
And Gina's like,
yeah, well, I said I was mad about it. And then she said that she was the one. Then Emily said that she was the one that was mad because of Vegas. And Tamara's like, oh, the switcheroo.
Yeah, what is that?
Like, that's literally a reason to be mad at somebody.
I love that someone up there is like, switcheroo.
The switcheroo.
Also, did you notice they're like, even though we're trying to turn against Kelly, we still have a little bit of time to turn everyone against Emily. Because Tamara goes, so what was your good friend Emily doing? I was like, shut up, Tamara.
Yeah, but you're a good friend. And she's like typing everything down in her brain that Gina's bitching about with her lips. She's like,
so now we're back in the other villa, okay?
And it's Ben just pointed that out, and it's all I can see now. It's that lip thing that she does.
You're all gonna see it now. This is an exclusive in person bonus for Crappens. You've seen the lip thing.
Okay, so now with Kelly, Emily, and what's her buns, Bronwyn.
So they're at the other villa. So now Bronwyn is like just talking with Emily, and she's like, you know. I'm
that?
So sorry. Yeah,
what is
but
that?
Do you? Yeah, I know. But
hear something,
Emily, I'm so sorry because you are so tight with Gina. I think it's okay, Kel. I'm just, you know, you and Gina just have to fix it. You guys are friends. Kel, it's okay. I can.
No.
Kel, my breasts are not the buzzing, Kel. Emily, I think that really what happened was... I think that what happened...
Found it! Baby, I found it! I found that buzzing and I was like, you are! And then it stopped buzzing! So I said, fuck you, buzzing!
You're a buzz! Buzz Killing, you like it. Ooh.
I told this refrigerator, you've accomplished nothing in your life. You're not an accomplished refrigerator, stupid bitch.
It said it was called a Frigidaire. I was like, a Frigidaire, you shut up. So basically, yeah, it was a scene of Kelly looking for a buzz.
Kelly is so in her own fucking universe. And she's just like that in real life, you know?
What is that? Shut up, stupid!
Great dinner. Good to see you.
So then back at the other place, Shannon is like now, she's, you know, doing that thing where she's going to talk herself into even more of a tizzy, which you shouldn't do if you have a mild concussion. So she's like, I was so turned off today. I mean, that gets a big ha. Almost sounds like a laugh, which is a ha.
That was a ha.
But this was a ha.
This is a ha.
I mean, I think so. I mean, I've got blurry vision, yes. So it's hard to talk. Let me tell you something. When we were doing that sound bath, they asked, what do we want for us to get better? And she said, Costco and Walmart.
Target. Consumerism.
What was that? What was that thing that she said this morning? What was that thing? She said, I got pounded, so my vagina needs some healing. Who says that?
Who?
And then we see a flashback of Kelly on the plane saying, yeah, I got pounded last night. And Tamara says, so your vagina needs some healing? Once again, it was Tamara.
Tamara's like, that was literally a dick move, but yes.
I'm so sad that old couple left before they could hear us debunk the story about how Kelly's vagina was pounded.
They got right out before the vagina pounding talk.
So sad.
So then Vicky calls. She's like, hello, prison. Hi, it's Vicky. This
episode is like Clue. It felt like every 20 minutes another person would show up and just get funnier, you know? Yeah.
This is Vicky calling, okay? Can I ask you a question? Do you have a job?
Do you have a job?
And so Shannon's like, well, I'm a little bit better, but my vision's still blurry, so I can't see a thing.
Vicky, I can't see you. You're looking like a black rectangle. That's the phone. Her vision's really bad right now. So Vicky's like, well, Steve said that it's a felony when it's with an object.
Yeah, it's a felony with an object or something.
I'm doing like Tamara and Vicky all together. It's weird.
Yeah, it's so felony with an object.
I just don't like anybody hurting anybody else. I would never do that. Even to someone who does coke. I would never do that.
I would ever do that. I'm surprised. The biggest surprise here is that she even could reach for a ballot when she was getting fucked by 10 guys at one time. I mean, that's crazy.
I know.
That is crazy.
You can hear more about it in my new show, Law & Order Special. I would never do that unit. It's just me going to crime scenes and saying, I would never do that. Get a job.
Going to crime scenes and just being like, it's what I heard. It's what I heard.
All right. We've got a dead woman on the ground. It looks like someone banged her head in with the statue. It's what I heard. I don't know. I didn't see it.
We have a dead body in the middle of the street, and it looks like there's a gun a block away. I don't believe in violence. Case closed.
That's wrong. I believe in Jesus. That's what I believe in. Okay. She's like, record it. So, and Shannon's like, well, they wanted me to record it, and I said no. She's like, well, you have up to a year, so we've got that. You've got up to a year.
So then Kelly is now telling everything to her boyfriend, Brian, and this is how she tells, this is the official, her official side of the story. Oh, well, we were doing some sort of like ding-dong, 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 dong-dong, dong, ding-dong, dong-dong. Weird thing, stupid, shut up, Brian, I hate you.
Yeah, I was like ding-dong, dong-dong. Ding dong, dong 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 dong. You know what I mean?
And he's like, I really have no fucking idea.
Oh no. Don't know what that is.
Don't know what you're saying.
So then all of a sudden, I mean, talk about like a change of tune. So now that like Kelly is on her way out, they, you know, it's like now it's like a lot, you got to pull in your allies. So Shannon's like,
well, let me tell you all something that I know about traveling. Windshield wiper. You know, I've had my issues with her, but there's one thing that is surefire fun when we travel. There's one person. Who is that? It's Vicki Gumbelson! I'm so happy. Here lies Shannon Bedore, killed by all the fun times with Vicki. I gained this weight because I was having so much fun with Vicki Gumbelson.
So Vicki comes in with In-N-Out or something, and
You know, I support that. I can't hate on that.
Yeah.
Although I would have liked Five Guys. I'm sorry.
No, I don't like Five Guys anymore because
either the food or the concept.
Yeah, Five Guys used to have. That's why you should never talk over Ben.
Saucy on the podcast.
I don't like Five Guys because they used to. One of the features of that place was they had peanuts, and then you would open the peanuts and just throw the shells on the ground. And I just felt so powerful, being like, "Oh yeah, I littered. Oh yeah, I did it." Like reveling in my own littering.
One time, I once went to Five Guys, and I was like, "I can't believe all these guys want to date me. They even pulled out their peanuts, okay?" And I was like, "I want to have a double, as in." Me, my best friend / daughter, Avery, okay?
I'll take an ageless burger. That would be great.
Ageless
burger. Hi there, Five Guys. This is Vicki Gumbelson calling just to put it in order. Five Guys, okay. I'm putting it in order for Kelly Klebovich. I mean, Kelly Todd. This order for Kelly Todd. She's ordering 10 guys. Okay, could you do that?
Yeah. Hi. This is Vicki Gumbelson. Is this Five Guys? Oh, is this the place where you guys have trains with Kelly Dodd? Okay, great. Thanks. Bye. Get a life. Get a job.
So Shannon sees Vicki and she goes, "Ha! I brought you tequila in exchange for burgers!" So now she's like in party mode and they start cackling and then proceed to get wasted and just roll all over the bed together cackling. Yeah.
And now it's Tres Amigos plus baby. That's what Gina is.
Yes. Which, of course... no offense is taken at that.
Yeah, that's okay to be the baby in that situation.
I mean, Bronwyn made you a little sister. They made you like a vomiting, pooping in your pants baby. And you're not mad? Come on. So the next day, gong! We get a shot of the gong. And then, why do I write shit like this down? Talk about the gong! So Bronwyn calls her kids, the other village. Gina's brushing her teeth. I'm like, wow, you guys really need to pump it up this episode, okay? You can't go from that to Gina brushing her teeth.
Yeah, so basically Kelly wants...
I've been through so much.
So then, you know, Kelly's like, okay, I've got to call Shannon. Okay, but she's like, oh, I know what she's going to say. She's going to say, all I've been is nice to you. Oh.
And they're all laughing at her. And then it cuts to Shannon going, oh, I've been as nice to that girl.
So Tamara calls up Kelly. And Tamara's like, Keller, why were you yelling at me? Why were you yelling at me? And Keller's like, I wasn't yelling at you. I was yelling at Shannon, stupid bitch. Shannon then immediately gets like bulge eyes, like,
Well, how about instead of talking over the phone, you come over here and we can talk? And she's like, is Vicky there? Because I'm not coming over there if Vicky's there.
We will keep Vicky in her room. which now begins this like amazing 10-minute segment of like random cutaways to Vicky being in bed being like,
Vicky face, or as I like to call it, the closet lighting that never ends. Like, it just follows you wherever you go.
I think this has been the best use of Vicky Gumbelson in years. Just like, no, just have it like any random scene and just cut to Vicky in a bed going, just put her into the news, you know, like some headline comes up and Vicky going,
so Vicky comes out in her bra, like, And Tamara's like, You stand there. So all the girls come over, and Shannon's like,
now, before we start, Kelly, I just want to have a civil conversation. I have been looking forward to this trip for a long time.
Like, doing, like, miming everything that she's saying.
And you show nothing but disrespect.
And let me show you, I was feeling very up, and now I'm feeling very down.
What are you even doing?
Do the elevator.
I didn't even know there were stairs there.
It's been constant disrespect, and then we get to the ritual, and you thought it would be funny to take a mallet and hit me and break my skull. That wasn't nice.
I have never in my life had someone speak to so cruel to me as last night, and then you said you called it.
I did!
Oh.
I called it!
Called it!
And then Gina...
I knew this is how you were going to react. I knew it!
And then Gina even, like, she tries to step into it. She goes, but Kelly, even if that had happened...
You know what? I'm not talking to you. Be quiet. Get some accomplishments.
You know what? Good for you, Kelly. You're a fucking animal. I'm going to walk someplace.
I'm going to roll my suitcase around. You're going to be sorry. So it's like, this is another level. Like, I'm not allowed to speak to her, and then I'm not allowed to speak at Aunt Mom. This is so not zen.
So Kelly's like, what do you want from me? What do you want? Can't we just be friends and move on with that? What the hell?
I don't want you laughing when the doctor says you have a mild concussion and only 24 hours to live.
You don't have a mild concussion? Now this is where I'm like, who's Kelly been talking to you? Because all of a sudden she's a doctor. She's like, you don't have a mild concussion because if you had a concussion, you wouldn't be drinking.
And one, this is why I love our listeners, because someone reached out to us and said, please mention at your show that in Iceland, after Vicky had her fake heart attack, that Shannon was being judgmental about Vicky drinking right afterwards. I love a good town hall meeting.
That is just too much housewife shit to keep in my brain, man. The second this shit is like, and the third reunion is over. I'm like, yeah.
So Kelly just keeps
out
saying,
my fucking ears.
Yeah, so Kelly just keeps saying, like, you don't have a mild concussion. You don't have a mild concussion. You don't have it. Because like, like a Pez dispenser out of control, like an empty Pez dispenser. So then guess what Shannon says? I have been nothing but a good friend to you.
Hold it! Hold it! Hold it!
Kelly's like, no, you want a scheme. And she's like,
I have not schemed at all. How can someone whose brain has half melted out of their head scheme?
She's like, you're a schemer! You're trying to get people to feel bad for you!
Shannon, and so she basically thinks that Shannon's a schemer because she brought Vicky to this thing. And so
Shannon's like, yes, my intention is healing. Yes, my intention is healing.
Kelly's like, there's no healing in that. Just ruined my fucking life. There's no healing in Vicky Gumbelson.
Yeah. And Kelly makes a very good point. She's like, Shannon's a schemer, okay? All she does is try and make you feel bad for her, so then everybody has to listen to her all the time.
Oh. Which is so Shannon, you know? It's like how Shannon manipulates you, you know?
Yeah.
Shannon manipulates, and I get it so well, because, I mean, it's like so a mommy issue, you know, where it's like, oh, well, guess you're not going to make it on time for Christmas dinner, but it's okay. I just don't want you to be upset that you know that I'm heartbroken, because I know that you're sensitive, real sensitive. It's like, ah!
So this fight is like at like it's just up here, and then out of nowhere, Tamara somehow manages to like calm it all down. It's crazy possum powers. So she's just like, listen, we're all human beings. Some of us are hotter than other ones. And we react differently, especially when you're hot, okay? So, you know, you should have just said, I hope you're okay, okay? And that's it. And so basically they all calm down, and all of a sudden, like, Kelly's just like, oh, I'm just trying to be a better person for myself. I just want to be a better person. And I was like, where did this come from?
Because this is what Kelly always does. Fuck you, you stupid bloop, 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 fuck you, dong, dong, dong.
I just wanted to say, I'm sorry. I really just don't understand why everybody's mad. And
so now
really
Kelly's
all I've
in
ever
like,
tried to do is be friends with people. So.
That's all. So now she's in like that, like, oh, she's right. In like that sweet, like, oh, and they're like, so then Kelly and Shannon hug. And then Tamara's like, okay, now you can talk to Gina now. Oh, like, I fucking care about her.
No. I have issues.
So then Kelly goes to Gina, and Gina's like, you know what? Oh, no, Emily goes to talk to Gina first, right?
Well, now it's round two of Emily and Gina, okay?
Oh, God.
So, I mean, this episode is so fucking epic. It's crazy. Like, so Emily, like, plops down on Gina's bed, and she's like, you know what? I didn't sleep last night. Mainly because it was weird not having a little rat to nestle up against. But I still didn't sleep.
And Tina's like, why?
At which point, by the way, Emily then swings her legs up onto the bed, which have sneakers on. I was like, no.
Oh, please, it's Gina's bed.
Bad.
Step rat. So she's like, you didn't sleep. She's like, why didn't you sleep? She's like, because of everything that was said. She's like, I think that something is going on with you. Here's what I think. I think something's going on, and it possibly has something to do with Shane. You really fucking think so,
yeah.
Gina?
This is the best.
What the fuck has she been talking about to you this whole time? Like, Gina hears nothing.
And she says nothing. It like it's like Emily's fault. You know what I think? I think your marriage is falling apart, and you've got a storm brewing under that fake, that veneer of a smile, and things are terrible, and you got no one else to reach out to you. And you know what? I'm over here spilling my guts out, and you're... It's like, yeah. You just said what's wrong with her. Like, be a friend to her.
Terrible friend. You're a terrible friend. I'm sorry.
So then she's like...
I'm sorry that your life isn't working out great, and you've hit some rough times, but rough times don't make you a shitty friend. Like,
yeah.
You come as a shitty friend. Fuck off, lady.
And then
Gina
starts doing this thing where she's like, you know what, Emily? You were there for me for one day, okay? One day.
One day.
Like, I never talk about this shit. I'm like, bitch, you talk about this every single day. I mean, the crystal healer is like, oh my God, if I have to hear this again, I'm like going into corporate America.
I know, the crystal healer's like, that crystal ran away last night. And Emily's like, this is so one-sided. Like, I mean, those girls treat you like shit for an entire year.
And saying, you're in hysterics for no reason because you don't want to address the problem, which is just what she got mad at her saying you're mad at me for no reason. Oh, my God, this girl. Look,
I have a court case right now, and I need you to be more sensitive to that. That's why I actually got you a pillow that says, be more sensitive to that.
How about you be more sensitive to pedestrians? You wouldn't be in a fucking court case if you weren't fucking driving wasted at 4 a.m. Jeez.
I say. I mean, we're in the South. We can do that, right?
Jesus. I mean, so Emily, I know that drunk driving takes a lot of practice, and she's very young. But still, you got caught, and I'm judging you.
She's accomplished. So anyway, Emily... So now Emily has had enough of this, and she's like, you know what? If you're so worried about your fucking image, why are you drinking a bottle of tequila in the back with Shannon of that bus? And we see her drinking the tequila.
And she's like, well, what about... Nah. She's like, what about you? Why were you dancing burlesque for your father-in-law at your anniversary?
Fair question. Fair question.
She's like, something is going on with you that you're not talking about. I was like, she told you, it's a fucking asshole, what's the border? What?
Something's going on with you, and instead of asking you, I'm just going to talk about me. Okay, so.
Gong. It's like talking to Gina.
So Emily's just like, fuck off, which is great. I love when Emily gets in that mood and she moves that arm around, you know?
Yeah. So she storms off to the closet lighting. This is where we go into that. Okay. Yeah. So then the bunny is terrified again outside. They just keep showing us this bunny going like this.
Yeah. So now Gina's there. Gina's just taken it from Emily. And then Kelly pokes her head and she's like, okay, I'm ready to talk to you now, you stupid dork.
So Kelly has such a way with words, okay. So Gina sees her coming and she's like,
I do not even think I have the strength for this right now in my entire body.
I'm not even joking, which is why I have a pillow that says, I'm not even joking.
Bronwyn's like, well, I guess I'll change my chalkboard. I guess that wacky phrase is stolen.
Thanks for that tip, mother.
So Kelly goes, well, I didn't plan on getting gangbanged today either.
Bad choice of words with this situation going on, but...
God, I'd like to snort a little truth.
So then Gina's like, you never even listen to what I have to say. I do listen, but you come at me, you do. And Gina's like gearing up to be like, okay, we're going to fight. And Kelly just goes like this. We're going to fight? Okay. At that point, Gina's like, all right, I give up.
So then Gina, isn't this where she starts crying? She's like, there's other stuff going on right now that you don't even know, and I'm afraid to tell you because you'll use it against me.
Like, even when you're not there at Annabelle's party, Vicky came in, and she said there were all these rumors about you.
Whoa, good job.
And then we got another flashback to that party where it's like a child's party, and like all the adults are like normal, and then Gina has like a face full of cat makeup.
Yep.
We know a lot. I mean, I heard it. I heard that we know a lot.
I know a lot.
I think we know, a lot. Word on the street is we know a lot.
Paved Paradise, put up a parking lot, I know a lot.
So Gina's like,
and they told us right to her face, a scary, scary face. Start talking about it. My kids are crazy. Mommy can
A, change your number. Okay. B, block your children from calling you. Do you know how bad I want to get my sister's phone and just say block? It's like it's private time. We're getting drunk right now. I don't want to do your kids' algebra homework. Press block. Until later.
So now Kelly has now dialed down, and now she's conciliatory. So she's like, oh, you're shaking right now.
Oh, my God.
You're
shaking like a thin person.
Big, unaccomplished shake.
And then Kelly... This is why Kelly is a good friend. She's like, oh, my God. Do you want some Xanax or something? I've got a lot of things. I mean, what do you want? Did you see the clip that people were posting of her on Watch What Happens?
No, I did not.
I didn't see the whole clip, but someone asked, like, what about the drug allegations and stuff? She goes,
well, I'm prescribed the Adderall stuff because, like, I have ADD, and then...
He's like, what about the Xanax? And she goes, yeah, like,
I have stuff's wrong with me.
So then, Kelly hugs her, and Gina's like,
I'm not used to sharing. I've kept this shit in for years. Like, fly years, you know? Which is like, because I haven't told someone in about 30 minutes. So, yeah, it's been fly
years. I've kept this bottled up for years. I was like, you've cried about it 5 times today. What are you talking about?
So then Emily's now talking with Bronwyn about Gina and everything, and she's like, oh, I didn't want to cancel Vegas. I wanted to prove that I could get up there and dance, you know? Like, I feel like someone stabbed me in the heart, right in the coleslaw.
Is there a snack in a nap room?
I mean, I danced for my father-in-law. She wasn't even there. I did it for me. I did it for me. I did that step touch for me.
All I wanted to do was show that I'm confident. Okay, I was really nervous and didn't show that. I wanted to show that I could remember dance steps. Okay, I didn't really prove that either. Okay, I really don't remember why I was there, but she should have been there.
Is there a snack or a nap room? Where's that yurt? Where's that yurt?
So then Bronwyn finds Tamara outside. Like, Tamara just who's stirred up pretty much. She's been a hand in everything going wrong today. It's like, so Tamara, that's the only way she's peaceful, you know? It's like eating off a little baby head. And she's like,
find them calm. Taking surface of the sunset.
So she's outside, and Bronwyn comes out. So they split up to do their hippy-dippy shit. Yeah. Bronwyn and Gina are doing a meditation walk, and the other girls are going to go do, like, a hanging upside-down yoga.
Yeah, Yolanda Foster style. Remember that episode. So Gina and Bronwyn are doing this labyrinth, which, of course, made me imagine Gina being in the movie Labyrinth. Just being like, where's Toby? Where's the Goblin King? I believe in the babe. The babe with the power. What power? The power of voodoo. The voodoo and just, here, take the baby. Get out of the labyrinth. Get out.
That lady married the Goblin King. So I don't remember that movie. I'm just like, why would you bring up a Goblin King to Shane's wife? The Goblin King.
So yeah, so we have like the women are doing aerial yoga. There's this labyrinth thing where basically, I mean, the labyrinth thing is just, you know, Gina and Bronwyn start to cry and you know, it's sort of, it is sad. I mean, Gina's like, I really thought we were going to get back together, but I guess not. I even bought a pillow that said together, but he bought one that said no bitch, and I guess, I don't know.
Do you see me scrolling here? This is where I'm at with Gina. Gina walking and crying about her fucking husband. Swipe. Swipe. Okay, so let's go to the Agave Center, where we've got a new lady for me to hate on. Mary Grace. She's like, hi, my name is Mary Grace. That is not your fucking name. That's like a porn person who's Dick Bigley or whatever. I'm in porn. I'm going to have a really porny name. She's like, I'm in wellness. My name's going to be Grace. Like, shut up, made up name.
I knew a Mary Grace.
I'm not saying there are no Mary Graces. I'm saying that the bitch who works at the wellness center is like Janice Smith, you know? So that's her wellness name. Look it up. Fight me.
Yeah, Janice Smith. We're on to you, Janice Smith. You're not Mary Grace.
I'm hating Mary Grace. She literally does nothing but be nice to people.
I know.
I'm like, fuck you. With
She's the biggest
name.
Victim in this episode.
So I'm Ronnie Pissfall. Welcome to yoga.
So Gina's like, still talking, who cares? Okay, so aerial yoga.
So they do their class. They do their class. Here, I'm going to help you out here.
Thank you. I just wrote, Kelly is a disaster. It hurts my back. That's where I'm at.
No, it was Emily. Emily was the one who was like, fuck this. I want snacks. So we see them do the yoga and everything. And then, like, Mary Grace is like, that was great. Bye. And so Mary Grace leaves, which is like the Bravo thing, right? That people just, like, leave their own business to let these people talk. Like, okay,
well,
I'm going to be across the street in Starbucks. Yeah. So the women are all just sitting there. It was, like, nice. Things are, like, finally calm. And Vicky's like, so, Emily, how was your Vegas thing? Doing Tamara voice. Doesn't matter. And Tamara, of course, is like, oh, yeah. Why didn't you invite us? Like, oh, here come the mean girls. And they're all sitting on a bench, and Emily's on the ground, so it's, like, even more mean girl because she's, like, looking up at them. And I was like,
She got told off by Mary Grace, the evil bitch, who was like, because Emily was like, I might fall, and you just hear, creak, which is probably added in by the sound people because they're shitheads and we all know
they are.
But they added in a creak, and then the teacher goes, you're making me worry here. I was like, fuck off, Janice.
I miss that.
Judgy Mary Grace.
Sounds like an NBC show.
I didn't think that you guys would want to go to Vegas. And Tamara's like, wah!
I don't understand. I mean, just because we ridicule you all the time and exclude you from events, why wouldn't we want to go?
Oh, I just wanted to make sure that people were going to be supportive and say, oh, yeah, like we're summer.
If you didn't want us to go, whatever. I'm like, yeah, what part of you not being invited says she didn't want you to be there?
And Kelly, now Kelly's the translator. I love when Kelly suddenly gets calm and it's like, no, I think it's because you blocked her from social media. And then she tried to reach out to you, but then you didn't respond. And she said that you make fun of her, Tamara, like you call her Shrek. I mean, even I wouldn't do that.
No. Tamara goes, I have never once called you Shrek. And here comes the footage of Tamara saying, oh my God, when she gets angry, she's like, Shrek. Just one big Shrek. Not even Fiona. Full on Shrek. And a little donkey in there too.
Well, you're not like into me. You don't want to get to know me. It's like you always have something against you.
And Kelly goes, she feels like you guys don't put forth the effort. The little crystal runs and jumps back in her hand. It's like, who are you right now? So it's like, you always shut me down. And Tamara's like,
well, I can't get close to you if you don't open up. That's really hard for me to get close to you. I just want to know what's going on with you.
What's going on, that big Shrek face of yours? And so Tamara goes, I'm about as real as it gets. I'm like, you have more plastic than this water bottle right here.
And then Vicky, Emily's like, okay, I'm going to choose to believe you right now, and then just, like, we'll move forward from here. And Vicky's like,
but I just wanted to say that, you know, I think as a group of women, like, you know, we're good women. Yeah. I mean, it's not like any of us have intentions of hurting each other or anything like that.
And then Kelly's like, you have no intentions of hurting each other? You asked for dirt on me. That's intentions.
You're lying again. You're lying. I'm trying to be part of the love train. Oh, sorry, Kelly. You did it. You just did it right there.
Kelly, you're getting off the tracks now. Come on. Come back.
Stop
come
it. Back. I'm track. Sorry, not creative. I just needed to say it.
So it's like, I never did that. I never did that. And then 6 weeks earlier, Vicky's like, I know more than I've said.
I feel like Vicky's got Flo from Progressive just tied up in the trunk in the backseat, you know? It's like, I gotta kill that bitch. Like, Vicky is so diabolical. She is so fucking evil.
She is. She is. And so finally, Kelly's like, woo! And she storms out.
You whack job!
What happens to her? We'll have to wait till next week.
Because that brings us to the episode of Real Housewives of Orange County.
You guys, we're awesome.
Yeah, we did it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you to the Queen City Cup Experience.
We
thank
love you Saturday.
So much.
Get ready for Brexit on the 31st of October. Brexit will bring changes that affect businesses in many ways, particularly if you buy from EU suppliers, sell to EU customers, provide services to EU clients, and receive customer data from other businesses in the EU. Businesses need to prepare. Find out how at gov.uk/Brexit. Get ready for Brexit on the 31st of October.
Georgia?
David?
Yeah, there's an intense new show coming to Netflix. And it features, guess who?
Is it you?
Yeah, it's me. Yeah, it's called Criminal.
And how would you describe Criminal?
Well, it's a drama. Mm-hmm. It's based on real-life interrogation techniques, so it's full of twists and turns. If you are a super sleuth watching at home, it will test your whodunit skills to the max.
Could I not just ask you if you did it or not?
Well, you could, but I'm not telling. You'll have to watch Criminal, streaming now on Netflix.